This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Oh, Christine Wong.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Was not sure who you were gesturing to in that moment. It was kind of in the middle.
All right.
The middle towards the monitors there.
Directly at you, but anyway. Anyway, let's have an update from Bursa at break first. Let's get that out of the way.
It is up by 0.52% at 1,520 points. Active stocks are Serbodynamic, Pasukas Group and YBS International. The ringgit is at 4.19 against the US dollar, 3.12 against the Aussie dollar and 3.10 against the Sing dollar.
All right. I know we have some feedback. I think it's regarding the story that we're going to get to in just a few minutes, though, about whether or not you'd pay extra to play video games on Netflix. Why or why not? Let's have an update from the poll, though, Arv. I mean, because it's quite severe.
Yeah. It's 83.6% severe, leaning towards no, and 16.4% say yes, they would pay extra.
On Instagram, it's at yes. Yes is at 10% and no is at 90%.
Oof. Okay, we'll read out some of your messages shortly, but let's get through another story first, because you know this is it's a big story, and of course the stories that we've been covering all week have been equally important. We spoke about nail salons earlier on Monday. We spoke about hairdressers. We've spoken about spas. Now, obviously, a big deal here in Malaysia is F&B outlets. Mm. And up to 60% of food and beverage operators in the country could be forced to shut permanently within the next 2 months, should the dine-in ban continue, and this is according to F&B Association. So, Restaurant and Bistro Owners Association media advisor Jeremy Lim, representing five other F&B groups, said about 500,000 jobs and livelihoods are at stake as operators had less than 2 months of cash flow left. Here's a quote: "A rough estimate of about 30% of some 200,000." Food and beverage establishments have already shut down since the start of the pandemic. Many more have already suspended their operations, but may have no other option but to close if the ban on dine-ins is not lifted. He added that these numbers did not account for the ecosystem that supported F&B establishment, like farmers, fisheries, suppliers, and distributors. The associations are urging the government and its related ministries to urgently engage and discuss ways to allow dine-in safely before it's too late. So he says, allow public and private collaboration so we can provide a wider perspective and debate next steps. We're not talking about handouts. Instead, we need the government to be reasonable. The industry has been a significantly small contributor to new clusters because many businesses have been compliant. We appeal to Putrajaya, let our people come back to work, save small businesses, and let us contribute to the nation again. Also present during the press conference were representatives from F&B Connects, Malaysia F&B Alliance, Professional Culinaire Association, Malaysia Food and Beverage Executives Association, and HAPA Group. Collectively, the group represents more than 1,200 different food and beverage brands in the country, with a workforce of tens of thousands of Malaysians. And something we've just picked up on very recently as well, we saw it posted on Facebook not too long ago, My Burger Lab have released a statement today stating that they are closing all their stores temporarily. Thankfully, it's temporarily, from the 26th to the 30th of July, to give their staff a mental health break. So on social media, founder Renyi Chin has stated, and here we are today staring at 11,000 cases, with the National Recovery Plan dictating that no dine-in will happen until phase three. And God knows how far away that is. Honestly, we are mentally defeated. For the last 483 days since MCO 1.0, we persevered and held on, but enough is enough. Yes, while we are an industry lucky enough to stay open during this pandemic, it takes a huge toll on our team's mental state. There is just no outlet of release. We're all thrown into a pressure cooker with no release valve. From a business perspective, during lockdowns, without dining as an option, all sales through our delivery partners means that we are channeling all profits to them due to the commission structure. Not blaming anyone, but we're not built for this lockdown model. Renyi also added that the closures are not a long-term solution and acknowledges the idea that they're closing their doors temporarily while other industries are fighting for the opportunity to open their doors, saying that it's not that we can afford to close, it's that we can't afford to lose our people. That's a bold step, right?
Yeah, it's also what you call a breaking point.
Yeah.
Like that's the definition of reaching a kind of a breaking point.
Yeah, yeah. It really feels like, you know, all industries, all sectors, all people are sort of all careening towards some form of a breaking point, you know, mental or financial or otherwise at the moment.
You can feel it bubbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little worrying, right?
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no other way of putting it. You know, every single day this week we've spoken and we've heard from people who are like careening towards the edge. We have no money left. Our savings are gone. We have to close our business. We've asked for help. We've gotten on, you know, and now we have a business here that have been doing relatively well during the lockdown that are saying that we have to close down because we've had enough. You know, mentally, we need a break.
It's not even a business problem anymore. It's a people issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Understandable, right? We need to take a break, literally. Blue Oyster Cult up next with Stairway to the Stars. When we come back, final story of the day. We're talking about Netflix and moving it up a notch, doing something about gaming here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.